We are joined now by EA Sports Maui Invitational Tournament Chairman, Mr. Dave Odom, former coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Coach, thanks for coming back on Overtime.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. My pleasure. Particularly, I feel really lucky. Here it is. We're right on the doorstep of football, and you've already saw a little basketball. That's pretty good out in Arkansas, I think.
Yeah, well, hey, tickets are on sale for the Maui Invitational today.
Absolutely. It's a big day for us, and, you know, I've got to be quite honest with you. I'm surprised there's any left. Usually this time of year we're talking about trying to find some more tickets, but for whatever reason, we do have a few tickets right now, and I'm hoping that the Razorback fans will avail themselves of the opportunity of getting those tickets.
And Dave, is that a website, or if people are listening and they want to go and get some of those tickets, where do they go?
MauiInvitational.com. Easy.
There we go.
Go there, and it'll give you an idea about what to do with the how to get the tickets, how you get them offline. People much smarter than me know how to do that. So, I don't have to worry about it. I got my ticket for the thing.
Are you in Maui right now? Because I was going to say, I'm kind of jealous that you get to spend half the year each year in Maui, huh?
No, but I am going next month.
Okay.
10 days, and then I head back again in November. So we're hard at work trying to make this as good a tournament as we possibly can. It's going to be a great field, and Arkansas is always drawn very well over there. They're always well received, and I know the Razorbacks are going to have a good contingent following over there. And you know, today's ticket day, so tell them to get them.
And Dave, obviously, Arkansas will play California in the 3 o'clock Eastern time game. That's 2 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Hawaiian time, which means that Overtime on that Monday will only be on for 30 minutes before it's time to go to Chuck and Rick for the pregame of the Arkansas basketball game. We appreciate you for that.
Well, I know we're going to give you a little time off, but as we give you a little bit of time off, we'll give you a little entertainment too, and let you kind of watch that, listen to it, and pull for the Razorbacks from afar.
Yeah, it sounds good. Talk about the field this year, though. California, Arkansas, Syracuse, Minnesota, Gonzaga, Dayton, Baylor, and host, as always, Chaminade.
And if I remember what you said last time we had you on, is there's two defending champions in this field?
Absolutely. Yes, they are. We got Syracuse and we got Dayton. Both have won previous tournaments, and so we got them back, and we're excited about that. But you can see that the geographic spreadsheet for this tournament is coast to coast and beyond if you include Chaminade. But, you know, you got the two West Coast teams in Gonzaga, which always draws well and always does well. Wait a minute now. Let's make a correction. That's the third team that's won the championship. So actually our three.
Three, okay.
Syracuse, Dayton, and Gonzaga. We don't want to leave them out. But you got two West Coast teams in Cal Berkeley and Gonzaga. You've got a Midwest team there, a North Midwest in Minnesota, and, of course, Baylor in Arkansas through the middle of the country. And then you go our way, you got Dayton and you got Syracuse. So it's a tournament that really covers the whole length and breadth of the United States. ESPN's happy about that because it covers all the time zones.
Talk about that first matchup, Arkansas and California. Arkansas looking to get back into postseason play this year. Mike Anderson's brought in a Bobby Portis, a Moses Kingsley, trying to replace a B.J. Young and a Marshawn Powell.
Well, you know, this is the type of game that Arkansas needs to win if they're going to get in postseason play in the NCAA. Cal Berkeley most likely will be in the NCAA, and I know that says a lot for the basketball, but in Mike Montgomery, you've got one of the great coaches in the country. And, you know, the challenge for Arkansas is going to be twofold, trying to win a game, outside of Fayetteville, which has been a problem for him. But I've talked to Mike Anderson about it not too long ago, and he assures me that this year's team's going to be up to the challenge. And I hope they will, because that first game, I think, would mean a lot. If they could possibly win that first game, beating a team that's eventually going to be in the NCAA tournament, getting them into the second round of the Maui, they're going to have a chance. That'll give them a good springboard into regular season play, and it'll be a big thing for them.
And Dave, it's always a fun tournament to watch, and I want to ask you, and I know it's 4 or 6 years or something before teams can come back, but teams that go out to Maui and play in that tournament and win it or have success, does that usually translate into, you know, success in the NCAA tournament?
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I can tell you this, you know, 2 years ago, Kentucky wins the NCAA championship. Kentucky came in second to Connecticut. Those two teams played in the finals of the Maui Invitational that same year. Connecticut beat Kentucky in the finals of the Maui. They also beat them in the finals of the NCAA tournament. And while I know that's not what Kentucky wants, that's pretty darn good when you get the two best teams in the country playing that early in the season, and they prove themselves all the way through, which is what you're talking about. And so I think it's really good, and I think if teams can go out there and play really, really well, get to the final round, they got a great chance once the NCAA tournament comes along.
And I was going to say, especially because of your job and your committee, that y'all have to decide on these teams a couple years out. So you try to almost predict the future to say who are going to be some of the better teams then.
That's exactly right. And we are a very program, successful program oriented. And when you look at Arkansas, you go back through the Eddie Sutton years, which I'm very familiar with, and just as familiar with the Nolan Richardson years, and now you've got, you got Mike Anderson, who certainly is a protege of Nolan Richardson, and I know there were a few years in there in between, but very few teams have a better resume historically than Arkansas, and I just want them to get back to being who they know how to be and play with the kind of confidence that they are capable of playing with. The talent's there, the coaching's there, the support from the fans and the administration is there. They can do it. They just got to get past this we can't win away from Fayetteville deal that's been following them around for a couple of years.
You're one that wants them to get back to it, but also these Arkansas fans in this state want them to get back to their winning ways, Coach.
Yeah, I know they do, and you know, I think Mike Anderson's the guy to get that done. I really do. And they got to play without fear and with a lot of confidence. They can do it.
The last time Arkansas was out there, 2005, they lost the opening game to UConn, then defeated Kansas, a game that went down to the wire before dropping their final contest against Maryland. It seems like every year, Coach, there is one or two games, maybe even more, that go down to the wire. Last year, Butler and Rodney Clark with that fantastic shot to win on day one.
Absolutely, and the year before, with finals, the year before, you had Duke and Kansas, and you'll remember that great shot out of the right-hand corner over by the Duke bench when Duke hit the shot, that howitzer from outside of three to win the game right at the buzzer. So every year there's one or two shots like that somewhere in the course of the 11 games that we play over there.
Real quick, once again, MauiInvitational.com is where people can go to get tickets. They can, Coach, purchase tickets for every game if they would like, or they can specifically purchase tickets for the Arkansas games only. Is that correct?
You're exactly right. Exactly right. They can do exactly that. And I'd say get on the website as quickly as you possibly can. Get those tickets. They're not going to last long.
Dave Odom, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll see you in Maui.
Thank you. Good luck to the Razorbacks.